Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get right to our Behind Enemy Lines, brought to you by Acadian Windows, the official window company of the Houdat Nation. LSU 44-point favorites at home against the Arkansas Razorbacks this weekend, helping us to go behind enemy lines. Trey Biddy, publisher of hogsports.com. Trey, are you surprised by that point spread?
No, I'm not surprised by it. I mean, you give what Arkansas has done the last 2 years, period, anyway, and just kind of how they have let go of things last year. They have fired Chad Morris. They have an interim coach. Now, can Arkansas cover the spread? That's pretty much the big question. I mean, there's no way that Arkansas is going down to Baton Rouge and knocking off the number one team in the country. Obviously, it would be the biggest upset probably in history.
Right.
So right now for Arkansas, I think you have to worry about pulling together, seeing if your interim coach, who has some experience at Arkansas, being a former player, a former assistant coach under a previous staff, and just being around here a long time and growing up in the state of Arkansas, can he bring these guys together? Because that's a big part of the problem. Arkansas doesn't have a wealth of talent, but they don't have 4-18 talent over the last 2 years. They're better than that personnel-wise, but they've had the locker room just never pulled together, never rally around Chad Moore. So maybe Barry can get them rallied around, and I think your best possible outcome is maybe you play well, you control some of the things that you can control, like penalties, taking care of the ball and stuff like that, play a clean game. And then maybe you got a shot to do something against Missouri on Friday in Little Rock in the last game of the season. But this one, I don't know if there's much hope.
Now, Trey, but that was just a year ago. Two-part question. The first part, I mean, LSU 24, Arkansas 17, November the 10th, 2018. Right. But the graduating class and not being no longer in the fold, did it make that much a difference? Because that's 24-17, obviously a one-score game. I want you maybe to describe or reflect back on that.
Yeah.
And then you can't have a team and not have any studs. Somebody has to be able to be playing at a high level, whether you're winning or losing. Is it Rakeem Boyd? I was looking.
Yeah.
He's run the ball well. He has over 1,000 yards. He's averaging right under 7 yards per carry. Is he that guy maybe that would impress no matter what team he's playing on?
Well, I'll answer your last question first. And Boyd is a guy that can be a difference maker for Arkansas. The unfortunate truth is that he doesn't touch the ball enough. I don't know how you can have a guy – that has been so productive, and you go into that Western Kentucky game, and he has three carries in that first half. Three carries in that first half in the Western Kentucky game. So, I mean, how can that be the game plan? And he ended up with like eight carries for 185 yards or something like that. Had an 85-yard run, a 70-something yard run, and you don't give him the ball. So that's been a big problem. Every week under Morris felt like an experiment. You know, I know that if a guy like Houston Nutt was at Arkansas, Rakeem probably would have carried the ball 35 times.
Right.
There are also some other really young, impressive players. If Chad Morris did anything good at Arkansas, it was recruiting and understanding the footprint that Arkansas needs to recruit, and did a really good job of that 2019 class. You've got guys like Treylon Burks and Trey Knox, who are two of, if they were on a better team and had a better system and somebody throwing them the ball, would probably be regarded as one of the best freshman tandems of wide receivers in the country. So there's a couple of weapons here and there. You've got Scooter Harris on defense at middle linebacker, McTelvin Aguim at defensive tackle. There are some players here and there. I think Monteric Brown, he hasn't played well as of late, but he got off to a really good start at cornerback. There's no excuse for this to be the worst defense in the SEC. There's no reason that it should be that. Should it be great or, you know, even the middle of the pack? Maybe not, maybe just sub middle of the pack would probably be reasonable, but they've just been atrocious, and it comes from not buying in. Now, to answer your first question, you go back to that 2018 game. Okay, so that was the last game in Fayetteville for all those seniors, so they had a lot to fight for, okay? LSU could have punched it in there at the end and made it a two-score game, but they took it.
Right.
So they were right there at the goal line. So that's the difference in last year. Right after that game, they completely let go of the rope. They went to Mississippi State, lost 52-6, I think 52-6, something like that, and then lost 38-0 on the road to Missouri. They just completely let go of the rope. This year, they've done that a lot earlier. They did that after the Kentucky game this year. So, you know, you in theory, you've got all these seniors on the roster. It's their last game in Fayetteville. And what did they do this year in their last home game? They got walloped by Western Kentucky.
Whoa.
Okay. And yeah. So that's how senior day ended this year. So to me, I mean, it's like last year, but worse to me. But, you know, maybe I really think that Chad Morris was a big part of the problem. I think John Chavis has been a big part of the problem too. I don't know that he's ever had to work with maybe talent that isn't quite up to par before, but I mean, for $1.5 million, he is. I mean, is there any other coach out there that's a coordinator that's making $1.5 million?
No, we always say the NFL
the
version. He's stealing money. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's got the worst defense in the SEC and makes $1.5 million. And that's crazy.
Trey Biddy, publisher of hogsports.com. Trey, what do you think about Lane Kiffin? Would that be something that would be interesting to think about in Arkansas?
Yeah, look at that coaching list. Obviously, I'm talking to Steve Court, a great Razorback. And, you have Devon alum getting involved, a potential coach to compete in a tough SEC West. I don't know. I think if that could occur, I think Arkansas Razorbacks fans would be intrigued with a Lane Kiffin-type personality.
Yeah, I think the fans would be intrigued. There's been nothing really to point that Kiffin is an option. In fact, we've been hearing that, you know, he's just really not in the mix for Arkansas. Seems like it would be a great fit. Obviously, he's got a big name. He's at FAU. He's attainable, affordable. But for whatever reason, we just heard things aren't heading in that direction. We've kind of heard the same things on Mike Norvell out of Memphis. That he's just not that interested either. So,
how are the facilities, Trey? How are the facilities at Arkansas?
No, Arkansas has always had great facilities going way back.
Come on,
they got that Walmart Jerry Jones money. Come on.
Well, they just recently completed last year the $160 million renovation to the north end zone of the stadium. It's the 21st largest stadium in college football. They got the Gene and Jerry Jones Student Athlete Success Center, which is just a few years old, I think 3 years old. The Fred W. Smith Football Operations Center is a brand-new facility that's not even 7 years old yet. There's no coach that's going to be, like, getting on TV and saying, hey, you know, donate so we can build this facility. You know, it's all here. Everything is here. I mean, it's what you would expect out of an SEC program. There's nobody's going to be wanting something at Arkansas, you know, not feeling like they're playing in a big-time stadium or not feeling like they have the amenities they need. Arkansas spends more money on food than any team in the entire country. You know, everything is here. You might find as a coach that recruiting, you got to reach a little farther for recruits.
Yes.
But Dallas is 5 hours away.
Yes.
I mean, and Memphis is close by, and Tulsa is close by. Tulsa's closer to Fayetteville than Little Rock is. So you might have to think outside the box, be a great evaluator, but there have been plenty of coaches that have come through Arkansas, as bad as they are right now and have been for the last 8 years, plenty of coaches that have come through Arkansas and had success. You go back to 2006, they won 10 games that season. 2010, they won 10 games. 2011, they won 11 games. I mean, so it's not that long ago where Arkansas had a high level of success, but, I mean, it certainly feels like it's been about 30 years to me.
Now, Trey, I think you hit it right on the head. Look at the proximity. Wherever there's people, there's players. You mentioned Tulsa, Memphis, Dallas, Arkansas going way back. They've always been a big footprint in Texas, kind of like Oklahoma. Look at North Louisiana. Now Coach Oda don't want that competition. But if you get the right guy, you can turn it around at Arkansas. You have to look at you want to take care of your home base in Arkansas, but, you know, you got to expand, like you said, outside the box. Look at Coach O. We all know there's great players in Louisiana. Now he's able to recruit nationwide. So you have to look at this day and age and think outside the box, and it can't get done with the right coach. I brought up Lane Kiffin, but what about Leach? Mike Leach, look at him, Texas Tech, Washington State. I mean, it's amazing. You still have opportunity to turn it around.
Hey, just one thing real quick. If Orgeron is able to go nationwide, that's a good thing for Arkansas because that means there's more prospects in Louisiana they can go after. It just helps the footprint a little bit better. There's plenty of players in Louisiana, right? There's plenty of good players there. So Leach, I think, is another intriguing guy just because, you know, he just overachieves everywhere he's been. You know, he's a little quirky, a little different. It'd be entertaining, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it spice up SEC Media Days a little bit? We're lacking some guys, you know, to draw some headlines in. And, you know, when you compare how, you know, Chad Morris was at Arkansas, just never answered a question. You could throw him the biggest softball question in the world, and he'd find a way to go around it. And it was very frustrating, not just for me. I think he felt like he was talking to me when I would ask him a question. And really, he's talking to everybody that's reading what I'm writing. He's talking to the cameras that are recording what he's saying. You know, those Razorback fans, that's who he's talking to. I don't think that he ever got that. Leach, on the other hand, is a quote machine. I mean, we could talk to him about getting married, and he'll go
Sasquatch,
up there for 5-10 minutes and break it. Sasquatch, absolutely.
Pirates.
Sasquatch doesn't exist. I've watched it all, man. I mean, when you start, like, evaluating, breaking down coaches with Leach, you just start watching press conferences. You get a wormhole of watching Mike Leach press conferences. But he would be intriguing. I know he was interested in the job last time, so maybe that's the avenue they go. He has experience in Texas from his time at Texas Tech, but – I mean, Leach he's overachieved everywhere he's been. In Arkansas, certainly, we talked about facilities. People around here probably don't know this. They think Washington State, you know, that's a notable program. It's got a 31,000-seat stadium.
Right.
They don't have anywhere near the support level that you can get in the SEC and at a place like Arkansas. So I think that he would be intrigued. I know that he was intrigued with it last time. So we'll see where things work out this time. We're starting off a lot earlier than we did 2 years ago.
Trey Biddy, publisher of hogsports.com. That wraps up Behind Enemy Lines, brought to you by Acadian Windows, the official window company of the Houdat Nation. Trey, thanks for the time, man.
I appreciate you guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.